We make being a craft beer snob look easy. This is the perfect pour.
Sure do. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, there he is. Sounds super in the studio.
That's right.
There's nothing fishy going on
regular
here.
Regular podcast.
Regular, super regular. Matt's here with us. We're all looking at each other. We're like, hey, what's up, bros? We're ready to podcast about beer for the next couple hours. We're going to be hanging out with you, drinking some beers, and talking about the beers we drank last week, and talking about some beer releases to look out for, and listen to the listeners. They're going to call us. They're going to leave us stuff, and it's going to be a show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be super cool, super rad, just like drinking beer, man.
All right. Who put Mikey on 1.5
and
again?
And I'm done. And that's it. So, so I'm glad you're here. Listen, yeah, you guys too. Glad you guys are here. Glad everybody's here.
Louis
we're
too.
All cool. We're all friends, and we're gonna have some fun. Yeah, I guess Louis too.
Louis wants
I always assume. I always assume that compliments are directed my way. So,
oh yeah, Louis, safe to assume. We had a Sierra Nevada here in this Studio A. We had a Sierra Nevada in Dorktown Studios. Wow. Torpedo. It is a budget beer. I budget beered this week, and I went with a 12-pack of Torpedo. I was like, I've got $15. What am I going to do this week?
What am I going to do, Chief?
Torpedo 12-pack went well with the dollars. What are you doing over in... Coastal studio.
I had the
Studio C.
Studio B.
No, Studio C because you're by the sea.
Spider just ran across my moleskin.
Damn, no free rides.
I think it's called, is it Golden Glow? It is a hoppy lager from Central Coast Brewing. That's what I started the evening out with.
That sounds new. I don't know that I saw that, or maybe I saw a lager and didn't pay attention. Sorry, I'm not in the industry, so lagers are for industry people, for brewers. Brewers only.
I thought I brought one to the show. Maybe I didn't.
I don't remember. Lagers are forgettable in my book, so you might have had it.
And then I moved on to Monterey Street.
All right, there you go. Now we're talking. Now we're getting some beers going.
I've heard of this
beer. That's my show beer.
I've heard of this one. And we need to, are we doing that unison one, or are we, or Nick and I should move on to our own here?
I have about half a beer, so if you guys wanted to put something in between.
All right. Go with that one.
Oh, I'm probably just going to talk over you guys the whole night.
Oh, great. I could go to sleep then.
You're going to taco the whole night? Sounds good.
Yes.
That was hard.
That is not what she said. Oh.
I love gold.
Oh,
because I'm totally there. You.
Yeah. Here you go, man.
You guys have that beer on the table, right?
Yeah.
This is the sound of good. Me handing Matt a beer right now.
So, see, sounds exactly so do the I. Same. I'm totally not going to disappear and go grab that beer out of the fridge.
Mm-hmm. From
Hello,
New Glory out of the Sacramento area, Continuum Transfunctioner IPA. This is donated to the show. I believe this is a Wazoo
Corvette.
I believe a Wazoo donated beer. He donated some nice beers. There's a couple Urban Roots.
Urban Roots.
I feel bad that we probably should just go ahead and drink it. So Matt and just Matt's. I was gonna say maybe we should save the Urban Roots for Matt, but you know, maybe not.
Snoozers can't be losers.
What's going on?
Nothing. We weren't talking about having an Urban Roots without you. That's for sure.
Oh, that would be the worst thing you could do to me right now.
Wow,
this Continuum, I'm liking this a lot.
Mm.
It's kind of hazy. Well, it's like
it's hazy,
bubbly hazy.
This tastes like if you removed the protein from a Subway sandwich and left just the green things. That's what this tastes like.
Super green.
I yeah. like this. I like this.
If you just ordered lettuce, lettuce, onions, and weak ass jalapenos, that's what this tastes like on day old.
You need
bread.
Some jalapenos? I got jalapenos from a jalapeno bush. Perfect. You need some.
Yeah, this beer could use a few.
This one's got.
Leave the seeds, please.
It's an American IPA brewed with Citra and El Dorado hops. Maybe it's the El Dorado you're getting the vegetable stuff from?
Could be.
Fermented yeast for with their expressive ale yeast.
Expressive.
Mm-hmm. This is a good beer. I like this. I am ignoring Continuum. Mm-hmm. Functioner.
From the rest of the evening.
Yep, it's mine now.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I'll go get me a table stout.
Well, Matt, I feel like you're not ready for culture. Do you have any culture for us?
Oh, I have culture.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Mikey, I feel like you need to get out of town.
I think you're right.
Start again, but without the obvious.
Okay.
I might be doing that this weekend. So look out. It's always a mic with me, though.
Might you be headed to Santa Barbara and or Monterey?
No, maybe Monterey.
Okay.
Possibly.
Well, if you do end up in Monterey, the Dust Bowl there is officially open.
Oh, look at Monterey. Now they're getting all the Central Coast or Central Valley stuff in Monterey. People are going to start moving. They're like, oh, God, Central Valley's coming here. Let's leave. Monterey's going to start going down. It's reverse. Yeah.
So Dust Bowl.
Reverse gentrification.
Yes, thank you. Reverse gentrification. I'm sorry. Sorry, Matt.
What?
Our talking over you is even next level now that you're.
Yeah. Unable to control us in the studio.
Can you just put you guys in the left speaker and put me in the right speaker and we can just keep going?
Sure.
How do we do that, Nick? How do we put him in the right speaker?
I don't know. He's the board up.
Oh, shit.
Louis, do something.
Louis, put Matt in a different speaker. Go ahead, Matt.
You pan hard left, I pan hard right. Can I talk now?
Yeah, we'll see.
Dust Bowl's Tap Depot is located in the historic building that was most recently known as the Wharf Marketplace. The location and history were part of the lure for Dust Bowl Brewing Company. And a bunch of boring stuff. They kind of did a hybrid of new and old with keeping some of the Aztec of the... Not Aztec.
Aesthetic?
Historic architecture.
Like architecture?
So it's a relaxed vibe, coastal, with picnic tables, bench seating, communal fire pits, and outdoor games. So...
You should have brought they should have brought the valley over there. Forget that relaxed vibe. Aggressive vibe with tractors and dust.
Aggressive?
And the big trucks with big tires on them. Light bars.
I'm sure those will be there.
Oh, okay, good.
They got to get the locale loggers and with their light bars.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, well, if, say, you end up going to Santa Barbara.
All right.
Modern Times is officially open there now.
Are they out of freaking tap room permits yet?
So that makes Portland, San Diego, LA, and now Santa Barbara. So that's four.
Yeah.
Well, they also have at least they have two in San Diego, right?
Escondido or not Escondido? The coastal town there that my friend lives in. Now I can't think of it. Mm. It's a little north of San Diego. They got one there now.
So, kind of same thing. The old brick building they're in. They have outdoor seating, benches, kind of real cool vibe. I haven't really seen photos of the inside yet, but I imagine with all their other locations, there's probably a cool mosaic something on the wall.
There's something mosaic.
That's not just the beer.
Uh-huh. They use the term mosaic in all its forms at modern times.
Mosaic beer, mosaic wall art.
Oh, San Diego has three. San Diego area.
Oh, here they go. They did a shell art wall.
Shell.
Please let that be a Portlandia reference.
It was. I'm just joking.
Over. Oh,
damn it!
I would want to stand in front of that wall and just yell at it. This is over. Shell art is
I tried to
over.
Set it up for you guys.
Yeah, we're not that smart.
Yeah, fell right into that.
I thought it was real. It sounded very modern timesy. It was very shell art wall.
But if they're going to go all in, the shell art has to be a mosaic of Spike.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's super reference. Are you getting our reference in the wall? No, what is that? It's a great art. Oh,
here's a logger.
Whatever. Yeah. Go have an IPA. You're obviously not industry. You're not having a lager or a pilsner. No pilsner or lager for you. Yes, Matt? Anything else do you have?
Sorry, I'm just looking at dude, where's my car quotes to see if there's something potential because you guys are drinking that beer.
Continuum transfunction. Mikey's going for round two.
Round two, or that is round three, actually.
Oh, whoa, yeah. Easy, fella.
Nick and I get more beer this get time.
Drunk.
Oh no! Well, one of those. Here we go.
Apparently, according to the last podcast, 12 minutes in, we were getting silly, and by the time Sandman came around, we were donezo.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Two podcasts.
What's going on out there?
Last time Matt left us, in other words.
Yeah, I heard about that. I haven't listened to that one, but I heard that it was pretty pretty out there.
It's all right. Yeah. Go ahead and move on with your life. You don't need to go back to that.
Can you just edit the show notes that just says, let's get this
one? Yeah. I was like, I know it's up there and it's still up here and all, but just no. Go ahead and move on. Skip on over. Captain Wiffo, you can skip this one. That's what I'm going to put in the show notes.
Second lost episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where is that lost episode? That'd be somewhere.
There's a 91 in it, I believe. I don't know if it's 191.
But that's all I got.
That's all you got. Well, Nick.
No references.
Somebody else wants to
chime in. Okay. So, queso, Dia, please. Delivery. Ooh. Louis.
Dash.
DoorDash.
Dash to the door, Louis.
He's drooling. He wants quesadilla, too. Cheese, please.
Sounds good.
There's a new movement upon us. Those old Brewers Association folks are trying to install July 3rd as National Indie Beer Run Day.
Oh, okay.
They're saying...
Maybe this is the day you want to prep for 4th of July and get indie beer.
Yep. Do all your prepping, your stockpiling, your collaborating, your...
Make sure that's big ice chest day.
Yeah,
4th of July. Whoo,
oh man,
whoo, that's is there a bigger ice chest day than 4th of July?
My coast vacation.
Yeah,
that's Matt, personal.
Matt on the coast. Father's Day might be the only rival.
Amount of ice chests in operation during a day, one day in America.
I see what you're saying.
I would guess Father's Day, but I'm guessing most ice chests are purchased on Father's Day and given as gifts. And then so they haven't been used on 4th of July.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you guys got me the ice chest, huh? I guess we're going to use it. Mm.
That was the past couple of 4th of Julys going out to the aunt's house. There'd be like a string of five ice chests, and you're like, oh, can I get a beverage? And you reach for one, they're like, no, not that one. Yeah, you could get into that one.
No, stop.
This one has water in it.
See, I like to put masking tape and label them. You know, ooh. that's the kind of guy I am. I'm cool like that.
Courtesy ice.
So you know, like water, soda, beer, good beer. And then then don't label the good chess. You know, people are like, I don't know what's going on there. I'm
not that one's like, weirding me out, man.
Girl, this one says Satan's armpit.
Snake. That's what I put on it.
Meat sweats.
Snake inside. Do not open.
What was that? Why would you put snake juice?
Oh, what's his name? Came up with it or some selling snake juice.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Snake juice.
Oh, boy.
He just came through Fresno, or did he? Or he's coming through Fresno?
Friday the 28th.
Ooh.
I'm sad that I'll miss the show.
Ooh. Fred Armisen has been going through.
Dang.
He just went through the coast there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Doing like a one-man type show or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's comedy for musicians.
There you go. Mm. And he's a drummer. We've been plenty of drummer jokes.
Drum jokes.
He did, I think it was a Netflix special with that, and he kind of went through the evolution of different drum kits and had comedy involved. It was pretty cool. I think this was just more of him as a one-man band, but same premise.
Been cool. I was trying to get to come to Fresno. Just didn't do it.
Wow. You're trying to rally him up?
Mm-hmm.
Get him in Fresno?
He wouldn't do it.
What's your ideal Fred Armisen performance venue?
Gosh, Tioga Sequoia, duh.
Oh,
duh. Or full 55.
If you want to see Fred Armisen, just go to Patio Cafe.
Is there a guy that looks like Fred Armisen that plays out there?
He looks like a character that Fred Armisen would play.
Oh, shit. What's his name? Boxcar guy. The musician, Boxcar something. Uh-oh. He's actually pretty good, but he plays on the Patio Cafe a lot.
Boxcar Figaro?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Lucky guess.
Look at you.
Hey.
Local reference. Louis. The show's tanky, guys. We got to keep it up. What's happening? What are we talking about? No.
Okay.
Wake up. Everyone, wake up.
July 3rd, look for the independent beer bottle upside down logo. Buy those beers.
All right. July 3rd, everyone. Indie Beer Buying Day.
Yep.
Don't just check your dates.
Yeah.
Check your boxes.
Also, check the indie label.
Check your dates.
I know Chew will be. This feels like a good Chew is going to be on Twitter on July 3rd going, look, I'm buying indie. Look at all this indie I got.
All the indies are here. And even El Segundo has an independent label. Don't worry.
Yeah. And she was worried. There was a couple that didn't have it. He's like, what's happening?
Hey, where's your logo?
So remember that. I will remember that.
They're going to do.
Do we have a show between now and 4th of July? What's the date? What's going on?
4th of July Thursday?
Oh.
Wow. We're going to have to.
Yeah, we do.
3rd of July is our.
This would be our before 4th of July show.
Yes.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. So 4th of July.
Figuring that out right now. Yeah.
Unless
you guys all going to be in town, Matt's going to be working.
Yes. We're staying home this year.
Staying home.
No, I'll be in town 3rd of July.
Yeah. 3rd of July. Get out there. Buy that. I'm not going to go. Those that don't know, Tioga Sequoia, downtown Fresno, right next to the baseball, AAA, Fresno Grizzly, Washington Nationals, AAA team, Fresno Grizzlies, they do a fireworks display after the game. Everybody gathers around in downtown Fresno and watches the fireworks display. Tioga Sequoia gets packed as hell. What time do people start gathering at Tioga, like putting their lawn chairs out at Tioga for that?
So, yes, it is BYOLC.
Yeah, bring your own lawn chair.
We do see people show up about 5, 6 p.m. They kind of start taking over the parking lot, and it seems like every year the game has extra innings and the fireworks don't go off until like 10:30.
Yeah, that's always o'clock. Like that always happens on fireworks night for games. Like, 13-inning game. Like everyone's like, come on.
You thought your kids were going to see this?
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit. Just end the game. Please.
It was to the point this year that I just automatically scheduled staff to be as if we were open till 11 o'clock because I just figure it's going to run late.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah. No. Oh, do you hear that fridge, Mike?
Nope. Not going to do this one.
Oh.
Time wave.
Do it.
I think it's time. Time wave?
You say that he thinks it's time.
It's modern timesy.
No, not that one.
Or urban, no, not that one.
Urban Roots?
Urban Roots? You want Urban
no.
Roots?
No.
He said no to that, too.
Don't be a patsy.
He said, don't be a patsy. We already have that one.
Oh, is it that time?
Yeah, okay. That time.
I get that reference.
Okay. And fridge mic. The only podcast that has a fridge microphone.
Yeah, not only do we have beer fridge.
The idea basically came from an old dork town where we used to put a camera on the ice chest during the show. It was a live cam of just the ice chest. And it didn't move. It was a static cam on the ice chest. Maybe we'll do that for the fridge for patrons. For
fridge camera.
Guns. Fridge camera.
All right. Is your patsy locked and loaded?
Locked and loaded.
I didn't hear it's gold.
I love gold.
There you go.
Gold dust. We're going to steal his.
Gold dust.
Hey, this can has an independent logo on it.
Ah. Perfect. 4th of July or 3rd of July approved.
From, I think this brewer guy had some controversy recently. Barley Forge Brewing Company. Southern California's Barley Forge, the Patsy, coconut rice stout, ale brewed with natural flavors.
Wow.
6.6.
I hope the brother likes its beer.
Uh-oh. Why would I like this beer?
It's stouty.
Mmm.
Chocolate rye.
Coconut. Yeah. It's light enough on the coconut where I probably wouldn't notice it if nobody had told me it was in there.
I definitely get it.
I wonder, this has been out for a minute, so it's not ice cold any longer, but it's still cold.
Now you're getting all the proper flavors.
So, yeah.
Are you saying that the tannins mellowed?
The tannins are mellowed. Super mellow.
This is almost a refreshing stout. It's not a stout that would make you all sticky and sweaty from being barrel aged or something.
Did you touch my drum set?
No, I was watching Cops.
It's okay.
Did you touch my stout?
No, I was watching Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Wow.
Too soon.
Well, anyways, so a little bit about this beer. I walked in the cooler to do inventory, and there was this flat of this beer. It was like full case, and it said for Bert. And I was like, who gives Bert beer?
Wow. This cannot happen. And
so I saw him walk into the office and I was like, dude, what's this? And he's like, don't touch it. It's for me. It's not for you. And I was like, okay, hands off. Got it.
You're solved. What the hell? Nobody gets Bert beer. This is ridiculous. I'm sure it's for me.
It's Bert's not Bert's beers. Thank you.
And that's what was pointed out by the big boss. He was like, hey, for once, somebody gave Bert beer directly. And I was like, that's fine. I just was interested about it. And so he was nice enough to throw two cans our way.
Oh, so thank you, Bert. Look at that. Look at Bert.
So what you're saying is this beer came to Fresno.
Yep.
Went to the coast with Matt.
Yep.
Came back home with me. Yep. Two back to the Fresno.
That's how prepared I was to drop it off at Mike's house before I left town.
I tasted all that transporting.
Was that a Kettleman?
That was not cold transferred. I can tell it wasn't cold transferred.
Oh, absolutely it was.
You can't get anything cold transferred through Kettleman City. I don't care
Ice chest melts instantly. Yeah.
I don't care what kind of Yeti you got.
I used artisan ice.
I got a Coleman, thank you.
Oh yeah. High end. Coleman.
I have a Coleman. It's a Coleman.
However, I did beer sin. I hope you guys forgive me.
Oh, what did he do?
We don't know.
So I went into my garage fridge and I was loading up the trunk with beer and said Coleman. And I discovered that I had 4 beers left over from Central Coast Brewing. So I wanted to take them with me. So I set them on the workbench.
Take them to the first place I'm going to go is Central Coast Brewing. I'll have 4 beers with me.
So they don't always have hoppy beers in cans, which they don't currently.
I would love you to go to the Central Coast and they don't have those hoppy beers. You pull out the ones you're like, well, you don't have anything good. I'll get here. Luckily, I brought some of the good ones you guys have.
Exactly. So I had those on the workbench. I put them in the carrier. I didn't put them in my car. So I was about halfway to Kettleman when I realized this.
And you turn right back around. Like, there's no way I'm leaving those beers out.
So I'm going to do a pre-cheers to my buddy Matt Vaught. So I had to text him and be like, dude, I'm going to get to Kettleman. I'm going to check my trunk. If it's not there, I'm going to explain for how you can get into my garage.
Dude, I got a situation. Don't explain anything to him. You're just like, Matt, I got a situation happening right now. What's going on? What's going on? All right. I'm in Kettleman City, right? Yeah. Can you get over to my house right now? Yeah. What's going on? I left some beers out, bro.
Did you forget to feed the dog? No, that's not it.
All right, here's how you get in the house. You got to get over there right now. Can you get over there right now? Yeah. All right, good, thank God. I got 4 beers sitting out there. They're sitting out there.
They're starting to sweat. I can feel it.
I'm feeling sweat. You got to get over there right now, man. Okay. Okay, man. I'll get over there.
I was kind of a dick. I told him, I was like,
well, it's a serious situation. You got to be a dick sometimes.
I was like, can you put the 4-pack back in the fridge? And I was legit because that beer fridge has all of my barrel aged stuff and stuff that doesn't make it in the house regularly. And I was like, if you see a Libertine, you can grab it. Which is probably a cool trade, but
yeah.
I really wanted to preserve those hoppy beers for myself.
Yeah. It's all right. Hey, that's what beer friends are for.
And you did. Yeah. And I'm extremely appreciative
different
of
kind
him
of
to
mule.
Do that for me.
He's a fridge mule.
I feel like if I would have asked the same thing of Mikey, he would have just said the cans exploded and he would have taken them home and just drank them himself.
Turns out they exploded, bro.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. Sorry
exploded
for your loss.
Into my Yeti.
Yep. Exploded hard in my belly. Well, what else, Nick?
Hey,
what are we talking about?
What are we doing?
4th of July. We're ready. Indy beer.
Oh, yes. The 4th of July. So they're actually going to put together commercials and shop them around on... I'm guessing wherever craft beers listen, probably Pandora.
The number one craft beer listening sites.
Yeah.
They'll be all around, so all up in there.
Look out for actual commercials for this.
I'm sure movement. We'll get an Instagram story.
Yes, because we're mentioning it now, so our phone's listening. Next, yep, we'll get an ad. Yep,
we will get...
You'll get a Yeti ad.
I'll see that. I'd love to see that, yeah.
Sure. A Yeti ad, a Stone Brewing ad, sure, and a Brewers Association ad.
All right. Yeah, I might watch them. Except it's as I switch through the people that do Instagram stories and do like 20 stories in a day.
Oh,
stop doing that! Nobody goes through all those. I'm like, I see all these little, all the little markers of like, there's gonna be like 20.
Wait.
I'm like, no, I have things to do.
Do you close it out or do you quickly tap each one to blow through it so you clear the notification?
It depends on who it is. Once in a while, if it's somebody I really like. And I want them to see that I watch. I'll just go blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. If it's somebody I don't care about, I just go, no.
Close it out.
Switch.
Refresh. Let somebody else come in.
Yeah. Next person.
Okay.
People are like, my life is so great. I'm going to put 30 stories up because people like to watch what I'm doing today. No, we don't. Nobody does. I don't care who you are. Gary V. I love Gary V. I'm not going to watch 30 Gary V things. I'm not going to watch 30 Eddie Van Halen. If Eddie goes up there, I'm going to give you some guitar tutorials. Pass. Oh, that one's cool. Pass. Nobody cares about 30 fucking stories.
Yeah.
I don't care if your boobies are out with your beer. Like, look, no, don't have time for that.
Got time for this. Keep it classy. Content. You want some meat and
potatoes? Yeah, I want real content.
Wow.
Give me five.
What if they bury the secret life in between the boobies and beer?
Well, that's their problem then.
Damn it.
I'm not going to see it. Too many stories, guys. I'm just saying.
Too many. Enough is enough.
Getting crazy with the stories.
So you're saying you want limits on stories?
Yeah. Instagram should limit them.
Wow. So you've had five. That's enough.
Well, like we limit our listeners. Only two, max two calls. Wow. Max 3 minutes.
I'm seeing a trend here.
You
don't waste Mikey's time.
Creatives know you work better when you have restrictions. Oh. You're more creative when you have restrictions. If you're unrestricted and you're just doing 30 stories on Instagram, you can go as many stories as you want. Nobody's going to care.
Free falling.
All right. What are we doing? Sorry.
Tom Petty tangent? Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, yeah. That one, I like that.
Even tangent doesn't have time for us.
Nope. So that, I don't have time to go full tangent.
I don't got time for all your 30 stories. That is culture.
All right. Well, worst beer blog killed it this week. It was one of those. I don't know if he made it. I think he made it with a meme with using The Office and Michael feeding Kevin broccoli, force feeding Kevin broccoli.
Yes.
And then it has Michael as a brewer and Kevin as a haze bro.
Haze bros.
And so the brewers are just, you know, brewery's feeding Pilsner, and the broccoli is Pilsner or lager or Pilsner, yeah. Same thing. And you know, Kevin's just like, nah! So the Haze boys are, no! No, the brewers are like, no! You fucking take it. You drink this lager. I'm like, no, I want my Hazies.
This one must have been good, because I saw you and Matt post this one. I was like, oh, okay. He's onto something.
It's so true. It's so true. Because, like, as a normal beer drinker, IPA guy, I just want to go in, give me all the IPAs, haze them, West Coast them, I don't care. And then brewers are all, man, that Pilsner is a great Pilsner. I'm like, nobody cares, it's plain, it's boring.
Basic.
But all the brewers love them clean Pilsners and clean lagers.
It's true. I mean, with... Brewers get tired of making the same beer, you know, classic IPA, stuff like that. And they get tired of having to make all these specialty beers to appease to the crowd and the Haze Bros and all that stuff. And they just want to drink something that won't wreck them and they can have five or six and they feel okay. And I did see that pop up on Twitter and I grabbed it and I posted it in the group. And then I immediately saw that Mikey had already shared it. I was like, well... At least I was the first one in the beer group. Oh,
yeah. I didn't share it in the forum, so you did.
No, you guys shared separately, but you both caught on to what was happening. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm missing out.
I will.
Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, sorry. There's been times before where somebody has shared something the same time I did in the beer group, and I've had to pull my post and let them have the spotlight. So.
Oh, look at you. That's a good host. Good host. Yeah, that'll happen once in a while in the forum or just in Facebook groups in general. Somebody will post something and somebody did it the day before and that person didn't see it. And it's a whole thing. All the Facebook groups I belong to, it happens in every single one of them.
Too much excitement.
And like I have a Star Wars Minute podcast. Ooh. They have a good Facebook group. Oh, not as good as a forum, but still good. And people do that all the time. And there'll be like a meme that's been around for a couple of years and somebody will post it like it's like they've never seen. They're like, look at this meme. We're all like, say that. Say that.
Shift it forward.
Say that. Yeah.
There's such thing as a Star Wars ticker?
I wish. I'll take a ticker. Just constant ticker in my... Remember when the bars had sports tickers. You could, you know, they're sort of like the precursor to untapped boards. It was that actual, you know, electrical ticker that just ticked text of sports scores. And the dollar used to have one. That was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool.
The dollar. Wow. And that was insane.
Cheers. Early cheers, the worst beer blog, for hitting it perfectly on that meme. Where are we at on time? I'm like, should I save this one? Yeah, I think I'll save what's this one for next week. Wow. Because, you know. Yeah, we don't have time. We don't have time for 20 stories and everything. I mean, we got stuff to do. Got things to do. Yeah, really. Like, who wants to have all these stories? Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
As the Fred Durst once said, we got to keep this rolling.
Yes. Which is similar to Fred. We live by Fred Durst's ways. Whatever Fred says, we try to do. And oh, hear that? That was flip-flop. I heard that. That was some good micage on that flip-flop. Ooh,
flippy floppy.
Flip-flop. We like to have the listeners create content for us. And
I'll be hoppy flippy back on and listen Instagram. To it.
You can be one of those people, and if you're like, I don't know why they don't talk about this on the show, I wish they would do this, blah, blah, blah. Or, and I have something cool in my town that's going on that I think Perfect Poor Listener would be into. Well, you can do two things. You can call us, 559-492-0542, or you can email us with a voicemail. Like, you can just record it on your smartphone and then just send it to us and be like, these guys are going to love this, and we probably will. Now, this week we're a little bit hamstrung because I don't have my full use of the board, so or a soundboard, so
we're sorry.
Yeah. God, Matt. So you may not hear Keep Up the Good Work as much this week, but let's hear from the first person to leave a voicemail for our show, and that comes from this dude.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Not barely.
I'm podcasting.
Scotty B.
So, I was reminded of a challenge that was presented to me on your podcast via voicemail from Satan himself.
Oh boy.
A challenge.
I'm getting creative now.
Blood into a beer. And it's going to happen. This I vow. Before Halloween, I will make a beer. No, a brew, Mikey. I'm going to make a brew with blood. That's right. And this is what it's going to be. Red IPA. No. Satan's Challenge. Red IPA made with real fake blood.
Ooh.
That's usually strawberry flavored, I think, too. It's going to be fun. So stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. And keep up the great work. And I'm podcasting.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, Scotty B. Now, Scotty B's got a challenge, a new beer challenge. Before Halloween, we're going to have a Scotty B beer, fake blood themed Scotty B beer. Looking forward to it. Uh-oh.
Wow. All the way from the coast.
Look at this. Look at the board hopping.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Look at the board ops on Brett.
Oh, well. I don't know if she...
Good reference.
I don't know if Ryan wants us to read this on the air or not, but I'm going to. So Ryan, one of our new golden gods.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to keep pushing through. It's all right.
Hello, I would love to throw my hat in the ring to be a Spokane, Washington beer rep. So we have a new rep in Spokane.
Wait a minute. Who's this now?
That's Ryan.
Oh, okay. Then that's acceptable.
Yeah. Just listen
Matt's
to
from
the
Spokane.
Yeah. Matt, no, no. Matt is in Tacoma.
Tacoma,
Ryan
yeah.
Ryan is in Spokane. Just listen to the parking lot Party Beers episode this morning and was excited to hear you mention Spokane. Funny enough, we are in the midst of planning a beercation around some family visits that include a stop in Boise. We're looking forward to trying Barbarian. We also had our first Get It with Colin and Janine in Denver. It was fun meeting them and tasting great beers at Cerebral Brewing. It was a great start to our trip to Weldworks and to the Weldworks Beer Invitational. It was a 3-day. It was day three of a trip, including Denver, Loveland, Fort Collins, and Greeley, with every day filled with tasty beer. I want to be in this couple. Can I be the third?
Are you adopting?
Yes.
Middle-aged white guy from Fresno.
Yeah. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the great work, guys.
And we lost Matt.
You said he was testing a new golden god, right?
Oh, that Ryan is a female, and her handle, she's a new gold god and a new rep. She's our Spokane rep. And you, look at you. Wow. Good job.
Top of it.
You can find her on Untappd, Apple Pi, the number 3. Apple Pi 3. So Apple Pi 3 on Instagram and Untappd. That's our new rep in Spokane.
Paul from Fairfax with Golden God.
Fairfax. You guys missed out earlier. If you weren't on the tailgate, we tried to play a Sammy Hagar tape, and it didn't work out. But
it was not going so well.
No. It wasn't going 55?
No, it could not tape play 55. No. It was acting like I was 55 years old.
This tape was well loved.
Yes, somebody really loved that Sammy Hagar Live. Woo! Love it real good.
What's up, guys? Woo! Con and Janine.
How's it going? It's Con.
Just kidding. Hey, guys. You.
Hey, guys. You had it. The more I drink, the more my voice gets weirder and weirder.
Wow, getting weird.
True that. So, yes, Con was sober when he called, so maybe he just sounds different when he's sober.
I was also in bed.
Ooh. Oh, that's true. That's his sultry voice.
Was it sultry?
Phone voice.
So, we got to try Zombie Dust.
Yeah, dude, we got zombie dust. And
it's been sitting
in the freezer, in
the refrigerator
good
for a long time. And then I finally said, we have to drink this and break it out and do it. And we did, and it was pretty decent.
Pretty good.
Pretty decent.
We went to Steamboat this weekend for a red, white, and bruise in the boat.
Yeah, oh, Mikey, no. It was bruise.
It was pretty cool, and I mean that literally, because it freaking snowed.
Snowed all morning, and then halfway through the festival, well, the sun came out, to be fair, but then halfway through the rest festival, the rain started, and it was bad rain.
It's summer solstice, and it's snowing.
It was raining.
This is not acceptable. This is not cool. We've been the past 5 years, it's always been sunshine and rainbows, and then this year it snows.
Come
I was just not happy. Anyways, Ryan.
Highlight!
She texted me on Untappd a while ago and said she loved our voicemails, and she asked if we were going to the Weldworks Invitational. I told her we weren't. And then all of a sudden I got another message from her saying, hey, we're in Denver tomorrow. We're going to Cerebral. And I'm like, cool, want to meet? She's like, yeah. So we met up with her, and it was really cool. And her husband, Matt, are awesome.
It was very cool. They're both really awesome people. They're going to have – well, they did now. This is past tense now because it happened this weekend. But they must have had a lot of fun because they were going to the festival that I really wanted to go to. But we chose the one up in Steamboat.
It probably didn't snow in Greeley.
No, we'll probably be going to that festival next year.
So, question. Beach beer is, for me, cream or crystal agave lager from Mother Tucker.
Huh? Yeah, for beach beer, for me, be the watermelon at Strange Craft. They do it on the 4th of July. It's a Heffa. It's just awesome with the watermelon.
Camping, we don't camp.
No beer for camping because we don't need to sleep outside because we have money and hotels and stuff.
Ooh, and plumbing.
Oh, and plumbing. Oh, and I love plumbing.
Boat beer. I love plumbing. Day Blazer.
Mine's Coors Light.
And
shut up, Colin.
So Kevin says hello to Jim.
Kevin, Jim says hi.
Yeah, they message him. We have a secret text message going on, actually.
It's not that secret.
Well, it's not a secret now.
Oh, and then we have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So we've noticed that at the beginning of the entire craft beer thing, we had fruit beers. And now progressed to sour beers. So the sour beers became really, really sour, vinegar sour, super sour. I feel like now they're progressing back to fruit beers again. They're calling them Blenderwise or Kettle Sours, but...
So what is your opinion on this? Is this true?
Yeah, do you think that the big giant vinegar ones are going away now, and that the lightly fruited but still sour? Like, for example, a watermelon or a peach. Or, anyway.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Gene's like, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. What do you think about that? The sours pulling back, and now they're sort of morphing into more Berliner sours. They're like, no, it's not sour. It's Berliner Weiss now. I feel that's right. Fruit beers, winners.
I feel Matt has something to say.
I feel like
I've got something to say.
I like berry style sour beers. Raspberry, blueberry, boysenberry. Mm-hmm. I'm good with Berliners or light sours. Heavy sours, I prefer darker, like brown, like the La Folie.
La Folie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's my opinion. Remember when the brewery first opened, did they have any clean beers?
Brewery. Nope.
Santa Andreas, did they have any clean beers?
No.
But do they now?
Yes.
So what's that tell you?
That they like to make money?
Yes. So I think there is a bigger trend of breweries that make naturally wild fermented ales that also make clean beer to pay the bills, as well as other breweries the other way. They're just like, well, if we just add citric acid to it, we could just cash in on that too, and people aren't as upset about it. They wouldn't be like, this is a fake sour. They don't really care.
It's sour. It's kettle.
Fake.
Is this a kettle?
Is this a kettle sour or?
Oh, God.
Got any kettle lagers?
So that's my theory.
I completely think that's accurate. Accurate theory. I don't care for any of them.
Wow. Oh, he's got the munchies.
Uh-oh. Matt's munching over there on our Central Coast studios.
I got the munchies.
Hey, guys. As we continue with voicemails.
I'm trying to turn down my mic when I'm eating.
Buena libertito perfecto to your beer here, Matt, Nick, and Mike. How you boys doing? Hopefully you're drunk. Not drunk, but buzzed like me. I got a great buzz.
I'm trying, man.
My buzz, I want to thank Unity, Double IPA, Claremont Craft Ales. These guys had the opportunity to beer this year's LA Beer Week beer. It's called Unity. I guess every time they brew it every year, it's called Unity, but it's by a different brewery and what have you. But this beer is delicious, Holmes. It comes in at 8.5 ABV. It drinks like a 5%er, smooth, crisp. Clean, clear, Matt, clear. This is a clear IPA, tropical, citrusy, very piney, delicious West Coast IPA. Look for it. String you along, Holmes, little cliffhanger, Holmes, the bottle shop. I think I know why Tiago Sequoia can't make it in there. But anyways, Holmes, bottle shop is carrying RAR Brewing, bro. That's R-A-R from Cambridge. I don't know where.
New York?
I don't know what fucking state it is. MD. What is that? Missouri?
Connecticut?
Minnesota?
Maryland.
Fucking Maryland. I don't know. East Coast beer, delicious fucking IPAs. A lot of New England's they got. Also, like I said, Pure Brewing, they're carrying that now. They got Pure Project, homie.
Ooh, I wish also, we could get some of that.
What else? Let me remind. I have a cliffhanger. Don't let me forget, Holmes. Myself, True Your Beer, will be brewing a pale ale over in Long Beach. Long Beach, John, I'll give you the information.
Hey, Chew, remember the cliffhanger.
A couple of childhood friends. Childhood friends. When I mean like childhood friends where you shared your He-Mans and your G.I. Joes and you shared each other's bikes. Those friends. Friends from my project.
Doctor.
We know, Holmes. We got together and we clicked up. And we're going to brew a pale ale in celebration of a sixth man that we can't get a hold of. We don't know if he's married or divorced or deported or he passed away. Not funny, but we're going to celebrate a beer. We're going to make a beer, a pale ale, in behalf of him as an homage to him and the memories that we have. And that would be done at Dutch. I think it's called Dutch House Brewing or Dutch Masters Brewing over in Long Beach. So more information for that. Making American Hoppy Pale Ale. I'm leading the charge because these guys don't know shit other than Modelo and Budweiser. So that's what I'm doing. Also got a call from 818 wants to collaborate with me. And
what?
We're going to make a delicious beer for the fall. So you can enjoy it in the fall and the wintertime. My trail ale, the Chew Your Beer trail ale is happening, Holmes. Hopefully when Long Beach John gets his brewery done, we'll collabo and I'll make another one there. And hopefully by the time you'll start in Fresno and you'll end up in fucking San Diego. Orale. So reminding me, San Diego and L.A. and Fresno. Question to you guys is, you know, I'm still stringing you along, Holmes. I got that fucking that cheese man, Holmes. Does Fresno have a beer week? I haven't heard you guys talk about it or mention it, but does Fresno have the capacity of a beer week, Holmes? No. Answer that, and I'll call you back, Holmes, with my little cheese man, my little cliffhanger-y. Orale, this is Chew Your Beer.
What's you going to talk about?
L.A. Beer Week. Unity. Mm-hmm. Claremont. Find it, Holmes. You won't be disappointed. I promise you. And Nick, every time you go to that Fresno get-together, pick me up, Holmes. No one tells me about it. I probably could have made it, Holmes. I could have brought some good beers, eh? Next
time,
Holmes.
You talking
about
the Fontana Gym invitation?
I'll bring together a sleeping bag that me and you can fit, Holmes.
Oh,
I promise that I won't poke you. Orale, it's true. I'll call you back, eh, with the cliffhanger.
The Fontana Gym not invite Chew Your Beer to the Fontana Gym Invitational?
I'm going to guess not.
Ooh. There's some strife going on between their LA reps.
Telling you right now, Chew, I run hot.
Uncomfortable.
Hope you can handle the heat.
I got to have a fan. I gotta
oh,
a fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand when places don't have a fan. They're like, yeah, we don't have a fan. What the fuck?
I'm hoping next year I could take more time off when I go down there so I could hit some places in L.A. and then go over instead of just blowing right through.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun to go
Sorry,
see.
Sorry, blowing through.
Go to 818 and McLeod.
Oh, yeah. I'd love never to been to spend McLeod. A weekend in L.A. just beer hopping. I love it. Man.
Next year, Chew. I'll bring the Impala next year. We'll cruise down in style.
Ooh, yeah. Let's go. We're still Chew. We got that cliffhanger. What's it going to be? Chew. What is it? Chew. Are you there? Come in, Chew. Chew your bear. Come in, Chew your bear. Claudia, call up Chew your bear at Klondike 5559. Wow, he is coming.
We're in the perfect fortune to be here, and I'm a little buzzed, and I apologize now if I start cussing anytime earlier, but I'm
come
a little
on, man.
Upset. And
family
really
friendly.
Drunk. I'm upset about what's going on in the L.A. area, Holmes. Matt, Nick, and Mike. Mateo. Matt. I think I know what's going on, Holmes. I think I know why I cannot get Tioga Sequoia at my bottle shop, Holmes. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to throw people under the bus, but I'm going to give you hints, and then you'll realize who I'm talking about. Quick thing. Someone of the crew was at the Fontana Gym Invitational.
Uh-oh. See? There's some shit going on
that
there.
That person, before they went home, they visited a craft bottle shop on the way back to Fresno. That bottle shop is a can blocker, Holmes. My understanding is, from what I heard, is this guy is preventing the salesman from distributing products to other craft beer bottle shops. Moonraker has been taken away from my bottle shop, and other breweries are no longer being delivered to my bottle shop because there's a punk, little punk ass that
is
owns
his name Audie?
Two
wow.
Craft beer queens, not in really LA, but a little bit off of LA towards fucking Inland Empire. Anyways, he's can blocking, Holmes. Specifically took some stuff away from other people, not just mine, but other LA areas, because he wants to be the one to carry it. I don't know if that's illegal. I don't give a fuck, but fuck him and fuck the way he's doing business. And fuck the salesman for not standing up for what's right. Fuck the rep because he won't stand against the tyranny of these freaking punk-ass a-holes.
Yeah, man.
I'm a sales rep. I deal with a lot of customers. I sell product, and I don't stand for that. I treat everybody equally. If there's an item that I have that is hot, that is fire, as the kids say, I sell it to everybody equally. If I know how many customers I have to service within a day and I have enough product to cover my whole route, I make sure every customer gets it just because that's the type of fucking person I am. And this salesman needs to grow some cojones and put his foot down and make money for himself. Because I know he makes a sale, he makes a percentage. I know he's doing commission. And he's not making it because he's only selling so much to him and preventing any Tioga or Moonraker to make it to my place or the other places in the valley or in LA, Holmes.
Chew's gone over 3 minutes. Should we shut him off?
I don't know if you want to look into that, homie, but I understand.
I know he's fighting the good fight.
Might be treading thin water. I don't care. This dude ain't nobody to me. He don't pay my bills. He don't do anything. But I think it's shitty when people do that. And you know, what can I say, Holmes? Equal opportunity, eh? That don't mess with that. If he wants 50 cases, give him 50 cases. Right? Wow. But if my place wants 20 cases, why is he gotta can block those other 20 cases, Holmes? Just because he wants to be
see
the only one
with
to carry the product?
A sign in front of this guy's place.
He's
can blocker.
Can blocker. Hey,
don't go in there.
I know he does a delivery shit
can blocker, bro.
In the mail and stuff, but who gives a F, Holmes? I want my beer now and I want it fresh. I don't want it hot. So there you go, Holmes. That's my little cliffhanger. Matt, I don't know if you can add to it. I highly think you know anything about it, but I think that's the scenario, and I think that's why I probably won't get Tioga Sequoia in my place, but I think that's BS because that fucking DDH and General Sherman is off the hook, Holmes. You know it. You know that I like
it. You know
it. I ordered cases.
You know I'm going to be there.
To be delivered to my house from our friends from Fontana and Scotty B. I drink that shit like water.
Eastside Indians, Cadillac Club. You know I'm going to be there.
That's a hater that doesn't want to share what Fresno has to offer. So there you go, Holmes. That's it. Let's chew your beer.
And I'm out, Holmes. I'm fucking pissed, eh? But oh well.
Well, he like
still
switched.
Got good beer.
To took it off speaker.
You thought he switched. Yeah, we let Chew have extra minutes there. I don't know. That might cause him some trouble. Now Chew's causing trouble with the voicemailers. Wow. Taking extra minutes and we let him get away with it.
Man.
I don't know. All right. If I feel right about that.
Send us a letter.
Yes, please. Send us a voicemail that's too long, and we'll deal with it. So, Matt, what do you know about this?
So, I've seen the emails. He had him. I don't know if it was necessarily himself or if it was, but there was multiple emails from this account saying, "Hey, this bottle shop should have Tagascoil." Those have been seen. Craft Beer Kings does get product from us. They make it really easy. They send in an order. They send a truck. It's shipped down to them. That's easy. This other place could do the same thing, and it could be just as easy. We're not excluding them because they're in the same area, and we don't have a salesperson dedicated to anything really right now. So,
so Tiger's just in that particular spot because they make it easy, and yep. that's all that's going on. If anybody else wants to make it easy like that, then have at it.
So we have two sides of the menu. Left side's core, left side specialty. And if somebody says, I want the left side and the right side, we say, okay. If somebody says, I want the right side, then we go, you know, we'll try to get to you as soon as we can. Mm-hmm. We want to be properly represented in any market that we're not normally distributed. That's just how it is.
There you go.
You know, Mikey, as much as you love Barrel Age Midnight Lightning, you love a General Sherman, and we want to appease to that person anywhere we go.
That's right. But if I walk into Tauga, there be some Sherm.
Sherms.
Yeah. So it's a tough subject. I feel bad for him. We've seen the emails. It's not a subject that we want to ignore. We want to be wherever we can get. And, you know, honestly, we're trying our best to go outside of our normal area when we have time. There's, like I said, it's just like there's less than one person dedicated to outside sales.
Gotcha. Wow. All right. They're trying to. It's just that's what's going on. There's the lowdown. And we got one more voicemail this week.
Hey, guys. It's Hoppy Libations. Hoppy. And normally, I call you because I'm driving.
Yes.
But I'm not.
What?
Right now, I have with me a very special guest, and her name is...
Michelle.
This is my little niece, Michelle. Aww. And as you know, she's my first name is Michelle, so coincidence. Oh, I think gosh. Not. But anyway, we've been working on a couple of things. Hey, Michelle, what does Auntie drink?
Soda.
It's not soda. It's Auntie Soda. Yeah, which code word? Beer. Soda. And also, soda. We were just listening to Shep from Chicago because we were talking about it. And what did you say? You said, beer. So we only have one more thing left for you because obviously Willard's holds a special place in my heart. So we're going to go out on one last thing. Ready? Willard.
Keep
up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Now, like her either sister or brother. She's gonna be like, "What did you do with my kid?
What are you teaching my kid?"
She's going around the house, going, "Willard, Willard, Willard."
Why won't my kid stop saying Willard's?
I need a cold soda.
My kid got pulled out of class today because they're just chanting Willard's.
Oh, if the show ended here, I would not be upset.
So back in the day, I'd be drinking over at the cousin's house, and we'd be in the backyard barbecuing, and his son would come up to us with a beer in hand, and he'd be like, "You guys want this?" And we're like, "Yes. By the way, yes. Don't do that again."
Don't do that.
Thank you.
But yeah, go get me another one. So. That was adorable. Okay.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
Thanks, everyone, for all the content. And if you're like, I could do that, I could give content, go ahead. Do it, man. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. We didn't mention while during the voicemails, Nick and myself, we opened up a new beer, and it was Modern Times beer. And I think this was one that Matt, did you do this, bring this one? Or was this...
I can't see it. So
it's Time Wave. You can. Time Wave Zero.
That sounds like something I brought.
Yeah. Okay. Wait,
I think.
Maybe.
It's hazy.
It's hazy. It's good. It's good. Ooh. It's really, I think it's really similar to that New Glory, the Continuum. Real similar to it.
Continuum Transponder?
Yeah. Yeah. So
it looks like it has an avocado on the side of the can.
Kinda, yeah.
That did not.
Oh. Then that was our new friend.
New friend.
New friend.
I think that was
New Friendland.
That was a Wazoo beer, I think, then.
Is it bright green or is it purple blue?
Purple blue.
So that was from Zach.
Oh, okay.
Zachary Avila from Drake's. He traded me one of my beers in a 4-pack, but that was, so I guess I brought it, but it's from him.
All right. Gotcha. Well, it's good. I'm recommending that one as well. I'm just having a solid beer show this week.
Cause I didn't subject you to all my stouts.
Yeah, dude. Enough with the stouts.
Yeah, I'm going to get you back
with You're like the brewers right with the lagers.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers. He's asleep. Sleeping Louie. He hears. We're just sleeping all week. Beers to look out for. They get released all the time. Constant beer releasing. They don't organize it like Tuesdays where there's new music or new Blu-rays coming out. Everyone just goes hog wild in the craft beer industry. Who knows? Usually it's a Friday common release day or a Saturday. Come down to the brewery, do this. We look out for them, things that might interest us or you, the listener. Nick, what are you looking out for?
I'm looking out for, thanks to Excel Perro, Beer Wax New York City.
Yeah.
This is a premier vinyl record craft beer bar with over 5,000 vinyl records and a finely curated tap list.
Wow. So your dream, your guys' dream location, like, this is what I want to do in retirement.
Yes.
A fully curated tap and record.
And vinyl records. the occasional cassette tape will do fine. But yes, please.
Just watch out for those live Sammy Hagar tapes.
Watch out.
Because they are well used.
They are. They have served their purpose.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar live all night long. Somebody was playing that tape all night long.
Minted in 78. How could you go wrong?
Yep. So that's all.
That's all. I could do that for the rest of my life. Yes. Right.
You're correct. That sounds very much rad. Matt, are you looking out for anything?
Oh, yes. Because I've been here the whole time.
All right. Good.
Perfect. Back in November of 1989, John McDonald brewed his first batch of pale ale in his converted carpentry shop.
All right.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Not yet. Jesus? Converted carpentry.
So that's Boulevard Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Both of your guys' reactions is about what I expected.
I watched Mikey's face pretty much melt right now as if it were 105 in the studio.
Boulevard, get a new fucking social media guy. The one you have right now is a douchebag guy. Douchebag.
You are a douche.
You are a douche.
So they're having their 30th anniversary, so they're re-releasing their original, our original is what it's called. It's like a Ford. Back then it would have been called a Ranger, but it's a Ford pickup. It's two-tone with a turquoise and a white and with a little keg in the back of it. And so I want to know, does it taste good? Does it taste like a beer that was made 30 years ago and still exists?
It tastes 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, this because is like Sierra, what it was like when I was a teenager, these beers.
Because Sierra Nevada Pale still exists. It's about 30 years old, and supposedly it's quote-unquote never changed. So yeah. I want to know what Boulevard was doing 30 years ago.
Malt bomb.
Malting it up like crazy.
Probably.
You can't not have malt in a beer, right?
Right.
Malt is what the kids want?
Kids love the malt. But what if we didn't have so much malt? Are you crazy?
You can never have too much malt.
Yeah, pour some more malt in there.
Put some more malt.
You know how expensive hops are?
Yeah, just more malt. I think it's got enough more. I think it's got enough malt, John. No, more malt. You got to get more malt in here. We're Boulevard Brewing. We malt the fuck out of shit. Jeez, John. You don't have to cuss so much. I brought my kid to work today. You know I brought my kid to work today, John. And here you are cussing in the brewery. Well, God dang it. The malting just gets me all riled up. I'm sorry. Willards. Why is your kid saying Willards all of the time? I don't know. It's going to be relevant in 30 years, though.
How much is the 2-for-1 malt if they buy a 2?
It's one price. If they've got, it's 2-for-1, then it's one price, John.
He wants to double his malt, so what's the 2-for-1 price?
If he wants to double it, then he can buy 4, and then he can pay for 2.
He's got a leftover Memorial Day coupon. Is that still valid?
Could you just sell him some strings and get him the fuck out of here and stop calling me?
Where do we keep our malt, by the way?
It's in the back. All right, it's in the sound room. It's in the cedar-walled acoustic room.
Makes everything sound brilliant.
Yes. All that cedar. These guitars are going to be... Got to put them in the cedar room. Why don't we just put them out here? No! Cedar room.
Brings out the malt profile.
Yeah, brings out the malt profile. Are we still doing the show?
Are we still here?
Still here.
I didn't even have to do that one.
Are you still looking out for Matt? I'm confused. I've confused myself.
I told you the pale ale.
Okay. I don't know what that was. I'll listen back when the show gets released. I'll listen. I'll figure it out then.
You know exactly where you're at.
Yep. You're like, oh, that's what Matt was talking about.
Now I know why I'm angry.
Now I know what happened. Right now I have no idea how I'm here. How I got here at all. Were there more looking out for us, Matt?
The pale ale thing.
I don't know what that is right now, okay? I don't know.
Mike, you're a little on edge today. What happened last night? You and the wife getting a fight?
Well, yeah, that's every night. That's not going to
happen. No, Matt mentioned special. Boulevard.
I know. Matt mentioned Boulevard. What? What do you mean Boulevard? You talked about Boulevard. Kansas City's Boulevard Brewing.
Boulevard out loud.
You know the fucking guy on the social media on the Twitter? He's all on the Twitter. He's being a douchebag. And they let him do it. They pay him. They pay him to be a douchebag on Twitter. Do you believe it? Okay, it's time to go home, Mike.
It's time to go home, buddy.
We don't need you here today. Fuck. God damn.
That was the whistle. Time to go home.
Oh, did you hear that, Mike? The whistle just blew. To me, it's over. What, are we in the Flintstones all of a sudden? There's a fucking whistle now? God dang it. Does the boulevard put you up to this?
The boulevard put you
up. Boulevard put you up to this, right? They got to you, too. Now they're getting into my life. Not just social media. They're getting everywhere.
How much are they paying you, huh?
Huh? Huh? How much is that douchebag paying you from Boulevard?
Don't, I saw them new shoes. Don't act like I don't notice.
Whatever. Was there more beers you're looking out for, Matt? Please, don't say pay. If you say the Boulevard beer, I'm going to lose it more. There's another level of losing it I have. I'm pulling it back right now. Don't let me go there.
Still looking out for that pale ale from Boulevard.
Son of a bitch. All right. I'm burning all the tapes, Perfect Pour tapes. I'm burning them all. We have them all like stacked up in a wall, a corner of the garage. I'm like burning them all. Nobody's going to be able to hear anymore. Sorry, Captain Wiffo. Whatever episode you're on right now, that's it. That's the last episode. I don't know if you're on 130, whatever. That was it.
So you're going to put them in a warehouse in Burbank is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And okay. Go ahead. I'll redeem myself right now. In your eyes. Captain Fwiffo is looking out for Pliny.
Oh.
So, since I'm on the Central Coast where Pliny is available, I'm going to make it my best effort to pick up a bottle that can be sent out to him.
Oh, look at you.
I'm looking out for sending him a beer.
Good luck. I hope
does that make you feel better?
It does. It makes you feel good.
Does that make you feel better than me looking out for the Boulevard Pale Ale?
It will fly over Kansas City and it'll say, bye-bye. You can't get over this. Wow.
Speaking of Russian River.
You
want to do this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, if you want to do it, I'll do it.
No.
I don't want to waste it on, you know, well, I mean.
Waste?
Open it up, bro.
Wow.
Hey, open it up.
All
right. Do it.
Or do you want the other one?
We got a cork and caged.
Do you want the other one?
I'll open that one up.
That's what I thought.
I want the other one for myself.
I knew it.
I love gold.
Oh, you heard that cork.
Wow.
The educated listener heard that cork.
Where's my glug glug effect?
What do you have right now, Matt? What are you drinking right now?
I'm still drinking the Monterey Street Pale because I had to get a crowler of it.
No cans.
We have just opened up from Russian River Brewing, Supplication, Ale Aged in Pointe Noire Barrels with cherries. And I feel like 20 bags
seems
give
right
this to us, but I could be wrong. But
it's, it's about right because this was made in 18, right? Mm-hmm. And I think he came
this feel
somewhere
like,
around yeah,
there. I apologize if it was somebody else, but I'm pretty sure it was Tony Baggs. And this is a famous Supplication, not talked about as much with Russian River, but they very much know how to make these kind of beers just the same as they know how to make a Pliny and a Blind Pig. And let's go. Let's get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Speaking of sour.
Ooh.
Yeah, sharp.
Oh, it's sharp.
Yep.
That is sharp.
Need some Pepto tonight.
That's a sharp beer. I'm going to be filling that tomorrow.
Hopefully you're riding solo tomorrow.
That is sharp beer. What's going on with you, man? Oh, God. All this Boulevard talk, and then I had a sharp beer. Jeez, I'm not going to have a good day today. When's the whistle blow?
Huh? Goose that bird.
Yeah, jeez. Yabba-dabba-doo. Were there more you're looking out for, Matt? Are you good? You're good? That's good.
The pale ale from Boulevard Brewing.
God damn it. So I'm looking out for the Moxa Brewing's Tale of Two Hops. It says the Sacramento area is Moxa. Tale of Two Hops. It's a hazy double. Sorry, but it's a double, Nick.
Okay. All right. We meet the minimum threshold for me to try it.
It's Citra and Simcoe.
Okay. Good, bad.
So it might be cool, but we're really 50, looking out 50. For it because the can art is really cool.
Okay.
Really cool can art. It's got sort of a, like a kind of a New York or just sort of downtown, you know, skyscraper skyline. And then
a dense skyline.
Yeah. And then the base of it's got like the roots of a skyline roots.
Ooh, I see.
It's just a very well done.
Organic can. And
right.
Inorganic.
It's a very cool can. I just want the can. And the beer sounds good as well. Beechwood Brewing. I don't know what's going on, but it's happening.
Okay.
It's a Citraholic Super Citrus.
Oh, geez.
So I guess it's a Citraholic variant, but more citrus, bro.
Okay.
And it's in 4-pack, 16 ounces for only $13.99. Sounds pretty damn reasonable to me for a high-level beer like that. But I think it's only going out to local distribution, so we might not get it up here, I'm feeling like. So I would like to have a Citraholic Super Citrus looking out for that.
Have we acclimated to Citra, so we need even more?
Yep. I think that's what it is. Our palates are just like, nope. Damn not it. Good anymore. So now Citroc's going to be like, all right, we'll super citrus it. And Alvarado Street and Burial have collaborated with Juice. You might like this, Nick. Juice Fatigue.
Yes, I have Juice Fatigue. Yep. Yes.
It's a West Coast IPA.
I did not know there was a name for my condition.
Clean looking beer, and it's Simcoe, Centennial, and Columbus. And you have juice fatigue. You need this beer. I have
juice fatigue.
We all have juice fatigue, but I don't care. I'll fatigue all day.
Ah, that's the greatest name ever.
And that's all I'm looking out for. That means we continue on with our supplication and our Monterey streets and our... There is a breeze going through the studio,
downtown studio,
and it's just feeling just perfect.
Don't jinx it.
It's going to just start cranking up. Heat. Nick, what have you been got drinking? You're on Untappd.
Yes.
We love the Untappd. We use it all the time. And the Nick 80, if you want to friend him the Untappd. And let's see if he checked into anything this week.
I did a small coast sampling this weekend. I didn't have the quite full vacation, as does Matt. So I started my quick beach trip with some Scrimshaw Pilsner.
All right.
As recommended last podcast, I believe.
Somebody was recommending.
Was that XL? Calling in with all the light beer alternatives. Let's go.
Sounds like a brewer beer.
It was a very tasty lunchtime beer. Found at Ducky's in Cayucas. As you said, Russian River is now on the Central Coast, so I had a Blind Pig.
Nice.
As well as a Pliny the Elder.
Woo!
Big time.
Which do you like better?
Big time. This time, I liked Pliny a little bit better. I usually like Blind Pig, but I think Pliny for... I think maybe because there was a separate beer fridge at the place we're staying at, and I don't think it was cold enough the first night we were there. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Blind Pig was all that cold.
I'll vouch for that.
Pliny was nice and cold. Also had... Evil Twin Brewing's Big Ass Money Stout number 3.
Big Ass Money.
and you're like, okay, cool, bro. You got a stout.
Cool, stout.
Great. 17% Whoa. ABV.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Personal beer fest for sure. Well, I shared it, but it would have been personal beer fest category had I attempted that on my own. And thanks to a bearded brewer, I finally got to try Zach's Brewing's Magic Nose Goblins.
Oh, yeah.
I had that.
I have not had it.
Had it.
Speaking of Zach's, they have a cool new mural on the side of their building.
Is that done?
It will be done by the time this podcast
comes out. It's on the inside or outside?
Outside.
Oh, cool. Downtown inside. Fresno, getting more mural-y. I'm just
trying to get back inside.
So a mural, not in the mural district, but in the brewery district. But then there's a mural.
Murals. Louis wants some cork.
Downtown. If you're an artist into murals, downtown Fresno has tons of murals. And Louis is trying to eat the.
He does not know what
the
cork
supplication
is.
Cork.
He's like, can I eat that?
Can I eat it?
Nope. I'm gonna eat that.
He keeps trying. He's like, nope, I can't eat it. Oh well, I'll try it again.
But
nope.
It tastes good.
Still can't do it.
It tastes good. It tastes sour.
That's all.
There was more, but
give me some. More.
I will defer to the bearded brewer because he had brought these beers that we also had over there.
Oh, Matt, bearded brewer 87 on tap. What have you been doing? What have you been up to over there on their Central Coast studios?
Remember the time where I said I didn't take notes?
Yeah, that was in there the tailgate, bro.
There was there's photo evidence somewhere.
Even on tap.
We did have a 1.21 gigawatt, I believe.
Yes.
Private label.
The bolt of lightning. Mm-hmm.
Weather experiment.
We had a Faction Pale Ale, Summer Vibes, 1.21, Blind Pig.
Oh, the Summer Vibes, yes, the IPL now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mikey would like
Hoppy that. Pilsner.
Hoppy Pilsner, that's right.
Drinking this Monterey Street, had a very old Racer 5, but I knew what I was getting into. And there's a new burger place in Morro Bay called Beach Burger. Fantastic food. They obviously were talked into having beer that would not move because it's like people are like, oh, they have local beer. And they meant 805 and Figaro Mountain, which would not move. Like in any
boring.
Place. But they had Racer 5 in bottle. It was settled. There was no date. But I knew, like I said, I knew what I was about, son. Ron Swanson. But I survived. And then we went to Libertine, and I had a couple of Blind Pigs on draft. Which I was upset because I almost went for Mosaic from Telegraph, but Blind Pig on draft.
Blind Pig on draft.
Yeah,
you made a good call.
Yeah. Old Rasputin had one of those. And a lot of Fulton Street IPA. Just been kind of roughing it over here in the Central Coast.
What was the Modern Times Crowler you had?
I think it was called Star Belt or Star Burst or
something like along those lines. Yeah, that was our very first beer, I believe, at the Coast House.
Hoppy Pilsner, of all things.
Yes, that's
sorry, Mikey.
It's all right. It's fine. Hoppy is fine.
Starbelt. It was Starbelt from Modern Times. It was the only beer that was actually brewed at the LA facility time that I was able to take from there.
All right. Anything else you guys have been caught drinking? No? Okay. Yeah. I had a very basic week. I went budget beering and at Total Wine. I was in between. That Racer 5, there's 12-pack of Racer 5 right now at Total Wine. It's cheap as hell. Yeah. It was like $13.99, I want to say.
Is this bottles or the new bottles. Cans?
It wasn't that they didn't have any of the cans.
Damn it.
Because I would have hit that.
Yeah.
And so I was debating between that and a 12-pack of Torpedo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
you didn't lose.
No, I went with the 12-pack of Torpedo. So I've just been doing Torpedoes, week of Torpedoes. But I did have that summer vibes.
Ooh.
Thanks to Beer to Brewery 7. Give me that summer vibes. It's a nice beer. I enjoyed it. Drank it pretty damn quick.
Nice.
It was over with. That's my one complaint about summer vibes. I drank it too quick. So that's kind of messed up, guys.
You're going to have to get a hold of it because it'll be gone soon.
Ooh,
sooner than later.
Get down there. Get down there now. Downtown Fresno. Tiger Sequoia. They got it. But it's not going to be there forever. That's really all I've been drinking. You can find me Dorktown on Untappd or Mikey. Search Mikey Top or one of those things will come up. And if you're like, again, I want to bring up, I haven't brought it up in a while. If you're a listener of the show and we're friends on Untappd, and you're not sure that I have you in a group, because I have a group of just Perfect Pour listeners that I follow. I'll just watch what the Perfect Pour listeners are checking into rather than my normal feed. I'll just usually hang out in the Perfect Pour feed. So if you're not sure that I don't have you in there already, just message me on Untappd or just tag me in one of your check-ins or comment. One of my check-ins, say, hey, am I in the list? Am I in the Perfect Pour list? Just so I know. Because some of my friends on Untappd, I don't know if they're listening to the show or not. And I won't put you in the list. So. Just give me a heads up, bro.
Bro.
Bro, bro, bro.
Cheers, 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 cheers,
cheers.
Show and we're giving out some cheers, 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 cheers,
cheers. Wow. Well, this week we got a cheers. Our Golden Gods, bow, 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 Golden Gods, our next level listeners. They donate money to the show every month via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour, if you're looking for it. Or there should be a link to it in the show notes of the podcast app you're listening to the show right now. If you want to go over there, click it, check it out, see if you want to be a Golden God as well. And we did lose one this week, and it's tough because I don't want to. I don't want to ever like call out somebody that's like, ooh, I dropped your blah blah blah. But also at the same time, like some of these people will, you know, after a while they're dropping. Like, well, for whatever reason, you're just like, I can't afford to do this. You know, I just wanted to do this for a little bit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And but like, it'll give the total of whatever the person did over the span of their Golden Godness. And it looks really big, especially, you know, somebody's been doing it for a while. Damn. So it's like, I want to pay respect to that, but also I don't want to be like, this person, stop doing it, blah, blah, blah. So you know who you Sucker. Are, and I appreciate what you've done for us over the years, and don't worry about it. You've helped us out a lot, and thank you for that. And also, but we have two new ones, so we're cool, bro.
Whoa.
Two new Golden Gods.
Whoa, whoa.
Jazz up in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Big cheers to Jazz.
Remotely located Garage Boy.
Remote Garage Boy, our Portland rep, Jazz. Thank you, man. Big cheers. Thank you for joining the Golden Gods. And also Cody. I thought Cody was already, but I was like, I saw that. I was like, Cody is like, isn't he already?
What?
Like, what's he doing? What? He even bumped it. He even doubled his, doubled it up.
$2?
Yeah, $2. No, man, he doubled that shit up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tinned it up. So big cheers to Cody.
Holy shit.
Woo. So we're doing great, guys. We're having fun.
Woo.
We're
the Yeti on 10's getting closer.
Oh, man, that Yeti. I can feel it. I can almost feel that Yeti. Woo. And so cheers to everybody that subscribes to the show, shares the show on their own social media or talks about it with their friends or gives a review on the Apple Podcast, anything you do for the show and sends us beer, so many things people do for us, and we really super damn appreciate it. And I can't express it enough, man. But cheers to all. Cheers to all our friends. Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to, once again, Colin and Janine for always getting it.
They're getting it
especially
good.
Especially with our newest.
Right now they're leading the get-its.
With Ran and Matt. It seemed like an instantaneous get-it for our newest Golden Gods. Cheers to Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam Slam, of course. I'm going to consider them having a get it, even though they're probably... Well,
that the technical definition of a get it is two or more people that listen to the show get together, and then the show gets mentioned at some point. There you go. And that's
a get
that's it. What qualifies as
so
a get
they're,
it. So
they are where they...
Long as they throw out some sort of reference that relates to the Perv War, they're having to get it.
reference you know, show.
Something.
Here we go. They are Duluth drinking beer, Duluthation in Duluth.
Work gear. Buy some Duluth overalls. Duluth overalls. You can work in them all day.
Wow. Cheers also. Shoot, I got lost. Hold on. Hold, please.
And somebody, Matt, put on the Nick searching for something music.
Yeah, do we have that yet? Paul, by the way.
Paul, give us a Matt or Nick searching for something music.
Here is the Instagram name of the day. Cheers to Birubadu.
Birubadu?
Birubadu.
Birubadu.
B-E-R-U. Ooh, is it now a letter?
UBADOU.
Birubadu. Birubadu. It's fun to say, Chief.
Birubadu.
Cheers. Oh, wait. We got messages. Cheers to Infinite Pours, Safety Sue 2, Dust Bowl Brewing, and TJ Gardner, the sales rep for Dust Bowl, is checking in saying, hey, I'm the Fresno guy.
Guys.
Let me know if you guys want to try
I'm
some
the
Dust Bowl
Fresno
beers.
Guys. Well, Dust Bowl already sends us beers once in a while.
Yeah, but he's going a step further.
Oh, nice.
He's saying, hey, you don't...
We don't get them all, though. They don't send them all to us.
Let me know.
All right. Yeah, because they sent us the Local Lager.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? The Dirty 30s sent that to us recently. And we highly appreciate it because they're the only ones that regularly send us beer. Drake's used to, but they don't like us anymore.
Yeah.
They moved on. They're too busy. Ooh. They're too busy sponsoring the session.
I think Matt and Zach are secretly getting together and just drinking all our show beers.
That's very possible.
I wish.
Bearded Brewery 7, do you have some cheers? Nick, did you have more?
Cheers out.
Okay. Oh, wait. You have more, Nick?
No. I'm good.
Sorry. Matt, cheers.
Cheers out to my new untapped friend. Has anybody else seen a friend request from Tracy?
Maybe.
No, did I have?
Her,
dude, I get so many requests from girls. Oh, gosh, I can't keep up.
Her,
Matt, come
untapped,
on.
Her untapped handle is Tiggle Bitties.
Oh, I did get that today. That I remember.
I didn't get that.
Oh, sorry, Nick. Some of us aren't as cool as others.
And then cheers out to the person that unfortunately had me drunkenly interact with them because they tagged me in something on Untappd and I went on there and I noticed they had 805 check-ins and I was like, 805, bro. And I feel bad that you,
wait,
you probably didn't that? Understand this.
How do you feel bad about that? They should feel bad if they don't know what you're talking about. They're the ones that feel bad. You feel cool.
That's the real thing, is they probably don't know what 805 is, and I subjected them
805
to...
805 check-ins, bro!
Now I gotta try it.
Woo! How do you know if you're getting your 800, you're after an 804 check-in, you're like, I have to get an 805 for 805. I don't care how bad how bad the beer is. I just got to, come on. Just like an 805 day, we have to drink an 805. It's not saying we like it. We just got to do it. It's on them, Matt. You don't have to worry. You did the right thing. Okay?
Thanks.
You did the right thing.
I feel so much better now.
Any more cheers, Matt?
That's it. That's all I have.
All right. Great. Well, we've had fun. We had a fun show. Fun time. Matt's been on. I took his time on his own vacation. He could be out there living it up. Checking into all kinds of crazy beers at some bar in Morro Bay or something.
some bar.
But no, he's here with us, hanging out.
Somewhere on a beach.
And we appreciate you guys being here. And we'll see the show. We like it. We hope you like it too. But we also need you to be safe. But still have fun.
Check your dates.
Yeah. And that.
And that. The most important.
Check them.
Also, check your local BevMo for after-hours barbecues.
Ooh, yeah. Let us know if your BevMo has a parking lot party. And keep up the good work. Bye. Bye.